Good afternoon, Bill.
Good afternoon.
So why do we associate particular songs with certain people, events, or feelings?
Well, it's complicated, but I think that music kind of acts as a social surrogate, and we feel that music has a kind of personality, and when we listen to music, we get a kind of sense that we're with another person and that we're sharing emotions with somebody who has similar feelings.
Yeah, definitely. It almost gives off this vibe that you're not really alone when you're listening to music.
Well, exactly. It's that it's both a lens or mirror with which we can gain a perspective on ourselves, but it's also like a surrogate of a friend.
And what common themes and emotions can we see within popular music? Is there a reason why there are so many song ideas around love and loss?
Well, I think that's an interesting point. Most of it is about love and loss, and I think that we're drawn towards trying to make connection. We always want connection, and a lot of our motivations in the world are about trying to make connection and to feel that we belong. And I think that talking about loss hits a nerve for a lot of people, and a lot of people feel that they can connect in that way with another person or a kind of persona that the music represents.
Yeah, definitely. And if we do consider loss and grief, how can music function as a mode of expression for both musicians and audiences?
Yeah, music really seems to help with coping in a number of ways. And I think that it's mainly because it really helps with our sense of self, and it builds up resilience. And it does that because music has a number of design features, a whole bunch of different ways in which it can help us. It's physical, so that we end up becoming more energized when we listen to it. We synchronize with it. We tend to move to music, and so when we move to music, we feel that we're doing something that's a social activity. It's also inherently social. We tend to do it with other people. It's personal. It's emotional. It's engaging. All of these features of music, I think, help to make it effective.
And if we look at the songwriting process, how does emotion influence composition, and what impact can writing have on musicians?
Yeah, a lot of people who have suffered loss or grief have difficulty expressing themselves, and yet they don't have as much difficulty expressing themselves in a creative medium such as music or art. And I think that songwriting permits people to say things through lyrics that they wouldn't necessarily vocalize or communicate outside of a creative environment. And then they can express emotions in subtle ways through the music that they might have difficulty kind of communicating otherwise.
Definitely. And if we think just finally, how might music interact with therapeutic functions when coping with loss?
Well, music therapy is a quite a big field, and a lot of music therapists are working on songwriting as a means of both stimulating discussion and communication, of exploring feelings, working with a therapist to find their sense of self and to nurture a strong sense of resilience. So songwriting incorporates so much that it's a little hard to capture it in one or two sentences, but I guess suffice it to say that it allows for communication, it stimulates discussion, it allows people to self-reflect, and it's a mirror upon which we can look at ourselves and to establish a greater sense of resilience.
Yeah, it definitely does. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you.